one time, ladies and gentlemen. We are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. Brand new month, brand new video from DFA. It's Matt Muse's favorite band. The track is Virgins. Death from Above, 1979 on Discorder Radio. We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, DFA 1979, the brand new video, the track Virgins from Physical World. Matt Muse is joining me. How you doing, my man?
Hey, how's it going?
Excellente. There you go. We know you're a big DFA fan.
I sure am.
Yeah. Good to start off the show with some nice rock from Tirana.
That's the place.
That is going to be the place later this month as North by Northwest Festival. Northeast, taking place there, right around the summer solstice. I myself will actually be there. Actually, so much is happening later this month. Happy June, everybody. June 2nd today. We've got four big shows in June, but it's going to be a very, a real crazy lineup in terms of who's hosting. Not only that, but also where the show is being broadcast from. This is officially going to be, we believe, our third last show in the current UBC sub, the same sub that's been standing here since 1968. Well, later this month, we're going to be making the shift, the official switch over to the brand new sub, which is open as of yesterday. Matt, have you been in the new subs yet?
I have. And if Alex Kilpatrick is listening, no one's going to call it the Nest Buddy. It's the new sub. Sorry.
Wait, because that big beehive thing in the middle, is that what you're referring to?
No. The official name of the building is the AMS Nest.
Oh.
Yes. So you didn't even know that,
did
you?
I didn't know that.
No, I don't know. It's a branding thing.
I wonder because there's a, I walked in today for the first time. I have to say, by the way, I was a little underwhelmed because I walked in, my hands were wide open. I was looking around at other faces because I was saying to myself, like, oh my God, my first time in the brand new sub. And I was looking at other people to try to get similar reactions, but it was strange. It's only been open for a day and like life already is going on as normal there.
Well, the other thing is that, it's been kind of weirdly half functional for a little while. Like most of the AMS staff have been there for weeks.
Okay. So I must look at the idiot walking around with his hands in the air, trying to make eye contact with people to get some kind of acknowledgement that, oh my God, the brand new sub is here.
Could be. But hey, in a couple weeks, come check out the new CITR studio. It is pretty swanky.
Yes. I haven't been in myself. You have.
There's nothing really in it yet. Yes. But it's very central. There's a great big, I think they call it the Agora or the atrium. It's this like huge, I don't know, like 7-story tall space when you walk in, and sort of right by the knoll, the old knoll, a reconstruction of the knoll, basically.
I am very impressed with that, by the way.
Right at the base of the knoll. That's where the new CITR is.
Yeah, that would be the I guess that would be the eastern base of the knoll.
Yes.
Technically.
Yes.
And for those old school UBC folk or CITR fans. Yeah, you'll know the Knoll, which was a very popular student hangout, this big kind of thump of grass, basically, which has been inaccessible for the last couple of years. They're now basically three-quarters of it is going to be accessible and grass once again. They've actually built the new sub around it, and they've done a nice job, and that's where we're going to be too. We got a nice windows looking out onto the entire sub. It's a very central location right now. A lot of people don't even know that we're broadcasting live all over Vancouver and all around the world on the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. But you're going to be hard to mistake us with a very central location right in the base of the sub. There you go. Excited for the big move. I believe that's happening on June 30th.
27th
is the we're having a big party, a big broadcast switchover day party, and then our first show, the Discord Radio's first show from the new space, will be later this month, June 30th. So hope to have you with us.
But hey, enough about the sub. What's happening this weekend?
Okay, thank you, Matt Muse, getting us back on track. This is a music show, not necessarily a talk show, but we like to infuse both. Music Waste is happening. It's the big music news right now happening in Vancouver this weekend. We're going to tell you a little bit more about it, but let's play, because it's basically four nights. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Venues all over town, dozens of bands playing. Let's play a couple of bands right now. And we'll tell you a little more about the festival. So we'll kick it off with a band called Peace. They are playing Thursday nights. And then here we are, Discord Radio, Peace with Perp Walk, CITR.
I left off every night. Silence on the Hey, this is Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
We are back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was the Mountains of New Brunswick from Wild Kind. We'd like to dedicate that track to all our friends from CITR that are on their way to St. John, New Brunswick, where there's actually not very many mountains. Kind of an ironic title, that. But yes, it is the NCRC, the National Campus Radio Conference, happening this weekend. A bunch of us, there was like literally 20 plus, we were a force to be reckoned with last year at the radio conference. It was in Victoria, BC, but there's about a half dozen or so CITR staff, including station manager Brenda, who's already over there right now, and a few others heading over tomorrow, including Erica and Nashlin, who are currently prepping in the Discorder office. So lots happening there. The NCRC happening all weekend long in St. John, New Brunswick, not to be mistaken with St. John's, Newfoundland. It's amazing. You pop an S at the end of that name and it changes a lot of things. St. John's being the most bars per capita in North America, and St. John, well, not really much goes on there, but maybe our fellow friends from CITR will give us a bit of a different report when they come back. We'll hopefully talk to them next week and wish them all a great time at the NCRC. So we're talking about Music Waste, Wild Kind, who played that track there, Mountains of New Brunswick. They are playing on the Friday night. What we decided to do right now is this little Music Waste section is play one band who's playing each of the nights. We heard Peace. They are playing on Thursday night. They're going to be playing at the SBC restaurant at 9 o'clock, but lots of other great bands are playing on Thursday as well, including Sean Mrazek Lives, Glad Rags, Needs, Les Chaussettes, Garbage Mountain. And then on Friday night, June 5th, this Friday, again, tons and tons of other bands, including Still Creek Murder, Supermoon, Dead Malls, Inherent Vices, Tender Hearts, Pickles and Cheese, Pale Reds, Spring Breaks, Beelines, and yeah, the band we heard right there, of course, Wild Kind. They're playing Anza Club at 11 o'clock on Friday, June 5th. Also in that track, a little mention of Toronto. That was one of the first lines mentioned. Want to give a quick shout out to my cousin, Chantel, listening in Toronto right now, and my uncle, Uncle Phil, celebrating 75 years young yesterday. Happy birthday, Uncle Phil. Much love being sent your way from the West Coast. Okay, back to the music. A couple more bands that are playing Music Waste this weekend. This is a band that's playing on the Saturday night. The track is Psychic Down the Road. This is Skinny Kids, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
North by Northeast, Toronto's festival destination for emerging musicians and major label headliners.
Where else can you see and discover over hundreds of bands?
NXNE, featuring Action Bronson, The New Pornographers, Best Coast, and many more.
June 17th through the 21st, one of the most anticipated events of the summer takes over Toronto.
This is one event you won't want to skip.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Oh,
We're back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Miss June Goth in honor of our brand new month. We played that track. There you go. That was Gal Grayson. Sounding a little bit, a little, we were just decided, saying off air, it sounded a little bit, gave a bit of a Smiths vibe there. But that, that post-punk melancholy British kind of vibe. Gal Grayson, they are playing Sunday night of Music Waste. And the venue they're playing at, I'll just open up my brand new copy of the brand new June issue, hot off the press. Gal Grayson will be closing out the show at the Wise Hall, I guess the unofficial last show of Music Waste 2015. They take the stage at 10:30. Before that, we heard Skinny Kids. They will be playing on the Saturday night at Toast Collective at 11:30. There are so many venues and bands. There's literally dozens of bands. And how many venues here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Looks like 8 to 10 venues. SBC Restaurant, Hindenburg, Remington Gallery, Toast Collective, Pat's Pub, Astoria, Dunleavy Snack Bar, Redgate, Anza Club, Red Cat and Neptune Records, Guys and Dolls, The Lido, Pseudonym, and 303 Columbia, not to mention Horses Records and Wise Hall. So huge Music Waste weekend happening in Vancouver. It is Vancouver's oldest and most independent music festival, established 21 years ago. Free of corporate sponsorship, the event runs entirely and tirelessly on the help of committed volunteers and locals who help this amazing event happen. It's always in the first weekend in June. A couple years ago, it partnered with another event known as Art Waste. And Art Waste now has a much bigger part involved in the program at galleries all over town. But again, check out, pick up your brand new copy of Discorder Magazine, again, hot off the press, where there's not only a great little article written by Anise McVandy, nice job, Anise, talking about Music Waste and its history. But also, if you flip to page 14 and 15, we have a pullout of the Music Waste lineup with all the events, venues, dates, and times. So yeah, it's Music Waste Central right there at Discorder Magazine. Speaking of the June issue, once again, happy June, Matt Muse.
Well, happy June to you.
Yes. Unfortunately, you were not at the April Discorder fundraiser, but the lady who's on the front cover of the June issue played a prominent role. Do you want to tell our Discord listeners who that is?
That would be Stefana Fratilla.
Yes. Lovely Stefana Fratilla. A very eclectic and unique sound. Very soothing voice. We're gonna play a bit of her right now. So this track is it's called Discourse. It's from Stefana Fratilla. It is has a brand new album coming out later this month, but has decided not to release any of her songs online as yet. So we're gonna play something from her 2014 release right now. This track, once again, is called Discourse for our brand new June cover artist, Stefana Fratilla, on Discord Radio.
The tigress, dirty in sadness, but wanting to beg out naturally. Kindly. Scratched and collecting all sense of his house, hers, and Hawker's delight. All of this happens in a bouquet of security. Everything will be love and will be
slips by, the discourse continues.
What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 Atmosphere. Frankie, that is their brand new, spanking brand new single. Thank you very much, Nashlyn Lloyd. She is a vocalist and does the keys for her band Frankie. Yeah, that was Frankie right there, along with Atmosphere. Nashlyn, along with Zoe, Samantha, and Francesca. Sounding really nice. Way to go, ladies. And Nash, we wish you best of luck in St. John, New Brunswick, with the rest of the CITR crew this week. And then look forward to seeing and hearing you guys live at some point this summer. Rumors of a mid-July date, but nothing official as of yet. And before that, keeping with the FemCon vibe, Stefana Fratilla, the brand new cover girl for the June Discorder issue. That track was called Discourse from her Trista Sufrica album. Brand new album comes out later this month on the solstice, but not releasing any singles until the release date for the music, that is. Okay, so we still have a little bit of time left in the show, and it's the first week of June. So now that June is officially here, people are starting to get into festival, summer plan mindset. So we got a lot of amazing festivals happening, as always, especially the last few years. It keeps picking up. And in a couple of weeks, the first show before the official start of summer, we're going to give you the official Discorder Radio Festival Summer Preview show. But today we're going to just like tickle the fancy of that a little bit by playing a few bands that are playing a few local festivals. We're going to kick off with three ladies that are no stranger to CITR, especially when it comes to beating us in baseball. They are going to be playing this Sunday, actually, at the Rickshaw as part of the Levitation Festival. Levitation, kind of indirect competition to Music Waste. Music Waste, again, the large, oldest and largest independent music festival. Levitation is this brand new, multi-venue, multi-genre music festival. Actually, when I saw the Courtneys were playing the Rickshaw on Sunday, I thought for sure it was for Music Waste, but no, it's officially under the umbrella of Levitation, playing along with King Tuff, Dead Ghosts, and the Cosmonauts. Tickets are $25, doors at 10, shows at 11. But yeah, if you got your fill of Music Waste all weekend long and you want to check out another great local show, Rickshaw, Sunday night is when the Courtneys are going to be playing. So let's play a track from them. This one's called Mars Attacks and features Young Brazed. It's the Courtneys on Discord Radio.
Tonight, it's there, it's night, it's dark, it's light, it's dark, 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 it the Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary June 24th to 28th. 5 whirlwind days with over 300 bands, films, art, and comedy across 30 venues. Curators Godspeed You Black Emperor Top of Bill featuring Television, De La Soul, Yola Tango, and more. Visit sledisland.com for details.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community, was born 3, they stubborn me, and that's a magic number.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Yo, what's up? You hearing my voice right now? This is Prevail from Swollen Members. When I'm rocking my motherfucking Tivoli, Henry Kloss Model 1 radio up in the kitchen, my dial never changes from 101.9 CITR, and I live on 7th and ooh!
Thank you.
Great tune from the Bell Game there. That is Wait Up For You. Bell Game on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. They are playing this Thursday night at the Biltmore along with Dave Vertesi of Hey Ocean. That'll be a nice little lineup, eh? Bell Game and Dave Vertesi. As well, they will be playing the Catalano Festival. So that was a bit of like a Catalano double shot. Courtney's beforehand, also playing Catalano this summer, July 11th, Vancouver's biggest one-day street party on 4th Avenue, 120,000 expected. Courtney's also playing this Sunday at the Rickshaw. And once again, Courtney's with Mars Attacks and Belgian there with Wait Up For You. Bit of a Catalano double shot. Okay, so we got a few minutes left in the show. We got a few more songs to play, so we're going to get into it right now. Quick shout out to congrats to all the bands, all the BC bands that made the top 12 of the Peak Performance Project. Of course, we've had a lot of the Peak bands come through CITR as well. This year's lineup includes, the top 12 includes Van Damsel, Joy District, JP Maurice, Windmills, Mike Adele, Bed of Stars, Mindle Beach Markets, Find the Others, Jesse Roper, Chersey, who we all know Matt Muse has a crush on.
Oh, come on now.
Well, he was pushing for us to play Chersey yet again, but I thought we'd switch it up this time and play a different act that we haven't played here as often. So we're going to play another band, Smash Boom Pow. They made it to the top 12. Congrats. They got a very exciting 6 months ahead of them. So let's hear some music from them right now. This is Do You Feel, Smash Boom Pow on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorda Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Hey.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was High Ends with a track called The Wait. High Ends is the solo project of Jeff Innes. Jeff Innes, you may recognize that name from Yukon Blonde. Had the pleasure of bumping into those guys back to back, both late night pizza on Wednesday night and lunch on Thursday. They must have thought I was stalking them, but no, just we happened to go to the same spots around town. Yukon Blonde, yeah, Jeff Innes, that's his solo project called High Ends. He played at the Cobalt last Thursday night. That track was called The Wait. And prior to that, we heard Smash Boom Pow, who just recently cracked the top 12 of the Peak Performance Project. That track was called Do You Feel? Okay, just about time for us. Matt Muse, thanks so much for doing your thing there, pushing the buttons and
anytime,
all that kind of stuff. It is the eve of Music Waste happening this weekend. Make sure you guys get your Music Waste wristbands. It's a really amazing deal. $15 and gets you access to all the shows all weekend long. I said about 10 venues, dozens of bands. Thursday night through Sunday night is Vancouver's longest running independent music festival. Started way back in 1994. 1994, of course, the same year. There you go. I know you're looking for a good segue. The same year that Kurt Cobain passed away. Why did I bring that up right now? Well, tonight at the Rio is your last chance to check out this amazing new documentary called Cobain Montage of Heck. I saw it last night. It is a heck of a film. It really is. One of the most intimate, not only intimate rock docs ever made, but one of the most intimate documentaries. Highly, highly recommended. Go check it out. It's at the Rio tonight at 9 o'clock. And we're going to send this track out to our good friend Mike, who's waiting in the wings to bring you guys a little bit of hardcore music with his show, Flex Your Head. So to end off the show today, let's go back to Nevermind, 1991. Oh, yeah. Nirvana, Territorial Pissing. So happy you get to play this to end the show. It's Discord Radio on CITR 101.9. Turn it up.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We are a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!